The church today on this octave day of the Easter week celebrates Divine Mercy Sunday. And John Paul II, the Pope, the saint, who declared this day to be the case, Divine Mercy Sunday, said that the day that he declared this to be Divine Mercy Sunday was the happiest day of his life. If it brought him such a flame of joy, an indescribable and glorious joy, perhaps it can spark at least a little smoldering flame in our hearts too, this Divine Mercy Sunday. St. Teresa of Avila once had a vision. And in this particular vision was the appearance of Jesus Christ. But after a moment, she noticed that something was wrong, and she realized that it was the devil that had appeared to her in the form of Jesus Christ, and she was able to perceive and recognize it and banished him away. And as he was leaving with his tail between his legs, turned for a moment and asked, "How were you able to tell the difference?" And she unwaveringly answered, "Because you had no wounds." Wounds. Why is it that the risen Jesus Christ from the dead has wounds? A question that has haunted poets and mystics throughout the centuries. Wounds that cry, "Mercy, mercy, mercy. Behold, I make all things new," says this wounded person of Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, this victorious one standing over the grave triumphant. "I make all things new. It is finished. It is consummated. Consummatum est. It is finished," he says from the tree of the cross planted in the middle of the garden. It's a significant detail that John notes, firstly beginning his gospel, "In the beginning." That reminds us of something. That calls something to our hearts. That breathes into flame something inside of us. In the beginning. That is because mercy is creating the world anew, making all things new, bathing the world anew in his wounds. At the first sight of Eve, Adam in the garden, this place of delight, this place of pleasure, at the first sight of Eve, Adam cries, "At last, this one, unlike the rest, this one is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh." My brothers and sisters, do we not experience this profoundly from the depths of our heart in the person of Jesus Christ, in his incarnation, in his wounds? This one at last is bone of my bone. This one is flesh of my flesh. And woe to us if we don't see that same personhood in all its weight and glory here, hidden in a Eucharistic veil. It is the same humanity, the same presence, no less. Just as powerful, just as wounded and risen from the dead. Here, broken. A piece broken off and placed in the chalice and held before the world. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him wounded and risen from the dead. Before that moment, at last, God takes them from the clay of the earth and he breathes into them his spirit. Christ breathes on his disciples in the room. Do we not see this pattern of creative love, of merciful love pouring forth from the heart of Jesus Christ indiscriminately in the locked door? He invades the locked room repeatedly, time and time again. He invades to set them free and to breathe his spirit into them, to breathe his spirit upon them. So the Lord God cast a deep sleep upon the man. And while in this deep sleep, took from his side a rib. Is this deep sleep not the deep sleep of death, of the death of Christ? Is this rib taken from his side not the lance that pours forth this mercy unlike never before, this creative love, this pattern of his mercy, of his goodness, of his grace, that now this living stream wells up from the center of the garden, watering the surface of the earth? My brothers and sisters, this stream is what Thomas touched. This stream is what Thomas placed his hand and his fingers into, these wounds of the Savior. What a marvelous encounter. What a marvelous freedom that these wounds appear to us in our woundedness, our real woundedness, the weight of our sinfulness. This isn't imaginary. You don't have to close your eyes to experience this darkness. What consolation, what utter conviction ought the wounds of our Savior be to us in our blindness? What light ought these wounds of the Savior be to us in our darkness? What freedom is this opened door of the heart of the Savior to us in our locked rooms? May this holy day, this Sunday of divine mercy, be for us a moment of the recreative power of Jesus Christ, of his merciful love, of his goodness, that tears our heart apart with an indescribable and glorious joy like never before. May the pattern of our grasping be remedied in the signs of his givenness. And may we sing and dance for joy in his glorious and merciful love.